Rob and Greg hanging with you and joining us on the line representing the 31st Legislative District, which is King and Pierce counties, parts thereof. In fact, the only Republican elected from King County, Senator Phil Fortunato. Senator, welcome back to the program. Good to talk to you.
Well, it's always good to join you guys, on the normal side of the state.
So, Senator, as a member of the Freedom Caucus, let's start there. The governor, at one of his more recent press conferences, when asked about his COVID data, he said that he would be more than welcome to share that data with Senate Republicans, at which point you wasted no time in telling the governor, absolutely, let's sit down, let's talk, let's see the data. Still waiting to hear and see if the governor's going to share any of that. Oh, no, wait, he said he's not going to now, correct?
Right. He said it was we were being deceptive and actually asking him to do what he said he would do by, hey, if they want to see the numbers, I'll show them the numbers. I go, okay, let's see it, right? And you know, the response we got back was, oh, these aren't our numbers. These are our CDC numbers. These are numbers from the Department of Health. These are all this stuff. Now, it's important for people to understand the entire argument that the governor makes for continuing with what is now a three-year emergency. I go, you know, this isn't an emergency. April 2020, I said, you know, it's an emergency. You get in a car accident. They come, the emergency vehicles show up, they bring you to the emergency room, they operate on you, they do whatever. But the next day, it's not an emergency anymore. You're in recovery. And that was the argument we've been making for 2.5 years, right? I mean, you can't have a three-year emergency with this stuff. Now, the numbers that he is pointing to, if you look at, I had staff look at the numbers across the entire state or entire country. And you see these ups and downs of, COVID cases and all that stuff. And the graphs are very similar across the entire country. If you look at Florida, for example, they had an increase in COVID cases, and then it went down. And you look at Washington, same time, you had an increase in COVID cases, and then it went down. Now, the important numbers that you want to look at are, what were the restrictions that were put in place in Florida compared to restrictions put in place in Washington State, where we're wearing masks, we're doing all this other nonsense and testing every single day. We had to go into Olympia and be tested in order to even be in the building. I mean, these ridiculous restrictions going on, you know, month after month after month, and the governor championing the fact that he saved thousands of lives. But now let's look at another number. Let's look at the number of suicides in Washington. Let's look at the number of drug overdoses in Washington. Let's look at the emotional problems that are now on our little children that are wearing masks in schools and all this. I got hundreds of emails from parents about these little kids wearing masks in schools and the emotional impact that this has had on them. You know, let's look at those numbers. How would you like to get an email of a mom whose kid was accepted to five colleges on scholarship? He had his choice of going to any one of these five colleges, and he was told he couldn't go unless he was vaccinated, right? And that kid got so depressed. I asked the mom if it was okay if I shared her story, because it's a tragic story. The kid killed himself. That's what kind of trauma, emotional trauma, that these restrictions going on for like close to, we're now pushing 3 years. And let's look at those numbers. And that's the point that I wanted to make with them.
We're talking with Senator Phil Fortunato here on the Bottom Line, News Radio 610 at KONA. You know, Senator, as you mentioned, we're in year three now of Governor Inslee and his emergency powers. Emergency reform was something that the majority party said they wanted to work on and address in this legislative session. The one bill that did get out of committee, Senate Bill 5909, which didn't have a lot of teeth. Some teeth were added to it later on. It eventually did not pass the House. And so now we continue to sit in a position where the governor has no check on said emergency powers. Do you see there is a situation where he will give them up, or is there any way over the course of the next few months while we head to the next session that anything can be done to force the governor to give up these powers?
Well, we can't really force them any more than we've already been doing. You know, last July, we started with the Freedom Caucus started the process to do a legislative special session. Now, the Constitution allows for the governor to call a special session anytime he wants for any reason. And once you get into, once you go into session, however, the legislature doesn't have to pay any attention to whatever reason the governor called a special session. They can do whatever they want. But the Constitution allows for the legislature to call itself into special session. They need a two-thirds vote of the legislature in order to do that, and you need to agree in advance on what you're going to talk about, and you're only going to talk about those things. So the Freedom Caucus put this together. We put it out there and said, okay, let's start the process. The answer I got back was, it's never been done before, to which we respond, so what? You know, we you know, people are asking us to do everything within our power in order to rein this guy in. Well, this is something that we could do. End result is the rule that was put in place to start the special session was pretty much of a joke, because similar to their emergency powers bill that they passed. The Democrats simply said, nah, we're not going to do that. Well, I mean, the people have to know that they are the ones that are blocking this stuff. And you asked me when is he going to give up his emergency powers? Well, it appears if he died or if he got out of office are the only two ways that he would give up this emergency powers.
We're talking with Senator Phil Fortunato, representing the 31st Legislative District, parts of King and Pierce counties, here on The Bottom Line.
And Senator Greg Neft with you here. Let's talk about, you mentioned a two-thirds vote needed to call a special session. Okay, we know what has to be done. Can you get two-thirds of majority vote to get the session back in open?
Well, no. I mean, the Democrats turn around. You need 10 or 11 Democrats in the Senate to go along with this, and double that number in the House. And they were saying, we want to do this. We want to do this. They passed that emergency powers bill, which, as you point out, had absolutely no teeth, except for the title. The only thing that it did was change the okay, you can do what you already can do now. If everybody agrees, you can call a special session. That's basically what the bill did. It didn't do anything, right? And the people have to know the consequences of giving the Democrats this big of a majority. They got a 4-vote majority in the Senate, 10 votes in the House. And they could do whatever the heck they want. They don't even need us. I mean, if you look at the number of votes that passed, 28 to 21, that gives you an indication of them jamming their agenda down everybody's throat. And, I mean, we're sick of it. I mean, my district is Western Washington, but it's actually a unique district. It voted 56% for Trump. If you're not endorsed by the NRA, you're not getting elected in my district. With redistricting, apparently the Democrats didn't want any part of my district because we actually got more Republican. And I have cattle ranches, dairy farms, vegetable farms, you know, suburbia. So I have like a mini Eastern Washington in Western Washington. I mean, the cattle ranches and dairy farms aren't the size that you have in Eastern Washington, but we have the same farming and the same issues that you're dealing with Eastern Washington farmers. And I remember one time Eastern Washington farmers said to us, why do people in King County hate us? And I said, well, because in my district, milk comes in containers and meat comes from Safeway. You know, there's no connection.
Well, speaking of your district, by the way, I just looked this up. Apparently something is going on. Apparently a bunch of kids are opening fire on cars along a major thoroughfare. And my question to you is, with police powers, with the police chase not being allowed any, I mean, they still haven't fixed that question. Do you think that crime is going to be on the rise in your district and others in King County?
Absolutely. I mean, what they've done to police, I mean, what's the point? How would you like to, you know, be a cop and, you know, you walk into an event. Let's just say you arrive at a convenience store. Two guys come running out of the convenience store, right? They run out of the convenience store. They get in the car and they take off. Now, you cannot go and you cannot detain them with unless you have, you know, that they were the ones that did something, right? So you can't contain them. And then you go into the convenience store and you find out that it was, in fact, those guys. You go and then you pursue those guys and you pull up behind them. Now you want to pull over. You got the lights going. Maybe you got two or three cop cars. And they could just give you the finger and keep going. And there's nothing you could do about it. I mean, what is the purpose of this? The only reason these people, you should hear some of the floor speeches. You want to know who hates cops? These people hate cops. I mean, it is ridiculous. And, you know, I don't like getting pulled over any more than anybody else. But at least the cop's doing his job. And you can't fault him for that. And now, you don't even have to stop. You can just keep going. Now, the problem that we have is law-abiding citizens, if you are speeding and your cop puts his lights on, law-abiding citizens, normal people, will typically pull over. But a bad guy, he knows the loopholes. He could just keep going. The police are risking their lives to provide public safety, and this is the way we treat them when they go to do their job, which, by the way, is responsible for keeping us safe. So they've gotten rid of police powers. So police can't do anything. They've reduced crime by legalizing crime. So now crime is legal. So that's the way they reduce crime. And then on top of that, let's just throw in the magazine ban where they gave passionate speeches how limiting the number of bullets in a magazine for a law-abiding citizen to defend themselves after, by the way, they took away the police powers. Somehow that's good for public safety. That's going to reduce a crazy guy going into a school and willing to commit mass murder. He's now going to stop and say, wait a minute, I might have a high capacity magazine, so I shouldn't do this unless I reduce the size of my magazine. These people are nuts. I mean, it's extremely hard to sit there on the Senate floor and not stand up and start screaming, what the heck is wrong with you people?
Senator Fortunato, how many bills?
I don't really have an opinion.
No, of course not. How many bills that were passed during this session do you think will face legal challenges?
There's a couple. The problem comes in is legal challenges to who? I mean, the governor has been appointing members of the Supreme Court that are so liberal. That's why they ran the income tax bill. Right. Because they figured that the change in the Supreme Court was enough to allow that to try to get through. So it's got a stumbling block on the first thing with a court ruling. But when it gets to the Supreme Court, who knows what's going to happen? And I mean, we've had in the past, you know, I want you to think about this. They championed the long term care. Right now. And they gave us the pitch that, oh, it's only going to cost this much money, and it's going to give this great benefit to everybody in the state, saying, you know what, you're too stupid to take care of yourself, so we need to create a new government bureaucracy to do this, to give you basically 2 months' worth of care, so it's really not long-term. And then what happened? We were saying, this thing is no way is this going to be solvent for this much money, right? Oh, well, now it's not solvent. And they delayed the implementation until they could figure out how to screw people over to put more money into a long-term care fund. There's multiple cases of them coming up with these quote good ideas, and they're underfunded. The paid family leave, right? Hey, wow! Look, we do this paid family leave. hey, it's a nice idea. And I, to be honest with you, I voted for it. I represent my district. The people in my district liked it by 70%. Why would you like it? I mean, it's a great program. And what happened? People used the program, and now it's $350 million in the hole. Right. So their promise of providing this benefit at a minimal cost is a joke. They had to pump in $350 million. So look for a double, triple, quadruple increase in what that's going to cost taxpayers. And don't even talk to me about the amount of money they're spending on homelessness. I mean, I asked the staff to come up with how many problems are we talking about? How much money are we spending on homelessness, right? State programs, all these subsidies, all this stuff, and the county program. So state and county was somewhere in the vicinity of $2.7 billion. I said, you know, you could write every homeless person a check for $250,000 and say, here's $250,000. Leave the state and don't come back. I mean, our homelessness has shot up by 200% because they're letting people get a hotel room, giving them cable TV, doing their laundry, giving them three meals a day. Why in the hell wouldn't you move to Washington? I mean, this is crazy stuff.
Senator Phil Fortunato, representing the 31st Legislative District, parts of King and Pierce counties. Appreciate the time, sir. Thank you very much for joining us. And I'm sure we will chat again sooner rather than later.
Well, I'd like to ask all your listeners that if they have a friend or a relative that live in a district that has a Democratic representation, make sure if they want to change this stuff, that we got to change it in November. So you guys are great. Thanks so much for your time and giving me a little time to vent. I apologize if I got a little taken away, but we just came out of the session, got done midnight last night, and it's a horrible experience. I don't want to go through that again. Please help us.
No issue at all, Senator. Appreciate you taking the time and being a part of the program today. Again, we'll talk to you again hopefully very soon, Senator Phil Fortunato.